Bob and Ray. Thank you, and hello again, everybody, and welcome to our program. It's a public service feature that's aired every day at this time.
How do you do, Ray?
Oh, Bob.
Very hot. Uncle Eugene.
We're all here. We're all marked in attendance. Mr. Wilson, Mr. Green.
I've just been given Burgoyne, a promotion up here.
Mr. Morris is here.
I was here to tell you about it, and probably you'll have to ask me.
What's this again? I haven't
been... Say, I'll just promote it.
You were?
Yes,
sir. From what to what?
Uncle Eugene, as of today, has got a new job, and so is my brother, Uncle... What was his name?
I don't know.
Edgley, I believe.
No, it wasn't that.
Well, my job is coordinator of Interbureau Administration.
I see. You work in and around the station here, do you?
Yes.
Coordinating interbureaus?
Now, Cousin Edgley is the administrator of Interbureau Coordination.
Oh, I see.
So it makes two nice jobs for us. We work it out pretty good, don't we? Yes, we do, Eugene.
A couple of plums, I'd say.
We've been working a long time for this. Well, that sounds good. I'm glad you fellas have...
I want to wish you all the luck in the world, too, so long as I'm a voted.
The new year coming up and everything.
Yes, we think it's pretty nice.
Well, everyone is decorating their house. Mr. Burgoyne was telling me how he has put two trees outside his house and has decorated them, along with a tree on the inside. He has Santa Claus coming down the chimney. He has, he's gone all out on this thing, and, Charlie, if I was in the Wollaston, if I lived in Wollaston, I think I'd award you first prize.
Yes, if I lived there, Charlie, I'd drive by your house every day for
I
that
would.
Christmas spirit.
And I'd, drop in, and I'd toot my horn and everything. Incidentally, a fellow from Medford writes again to say that with all this decoration going on, Christmas, decorations around houses and so forth, he has found out very definitely that a lot of these people are connecting the electric wires to their neighbor's outlet. And he says...
We do recommend that here at the clinic.
So if you're a neighbor of a person who goes in for decorating their house at Christmas time, you better check your bill at the end of the month. Maybe he's spliced in or something.
Right. And also, to make you folks feel better, you folks who have left your Christmas shopping till today or plan to do it tomorrow... We want to make you feel as happy as possible, as relaxed. There are 94 shopping days until Christmas. Now sit back. You don't have to rush around anymore.
You got plenty of time, folks. Sit back. Take it easy.
94 whole days before Christmas, so why worry?
So take it easy.
Now, The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by E. Carrington Lump and starring Marcia Van Allshot as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David. In today's program, we'll hear Linda say...
I'm home, David. Home for Christmas.
Gay Christmas spirit is rampant in River's Mouth as David and Linda prepare their annual trimming of the Christmas tree. We see them now in the small house in River's Mouth. David had just brought in the tree. Snow is falling outside. There is a crackling fire in the hearth, and Linda turns to David.
Oh, David, I don't like that tree.
What's the matter with that tree?
I don't know. It's so barren.
Funny, I hear fire crackling and I haven't lit it yet.
Oh, David, you're on fire. Here, sit
it's
down.
Me.
Here, roll yourself in the
so
rug.
So it is, right.
Oh, David,
there it is. It's all out now.
I do wish you'd be careful. Oh, I don't know. Well, that tree, David, it's so barren.
There aren't many branches on this tree.
No, where did you buy it, my darling?
I bought it of Dr. Prescott.
You mean he sold you the tree?
He has trees in his front yard.
Oh, too bad you couldn't have gotten a nicer one.
Well, but about these lights, I...
They don't work, David.
Do you know which is the bad bulb?
I think the bad bulb is the blue bad bulb.
The blue bulb is bad?
That's what I think, David. Always the blue bulbs go bad.
And the blue bulbs are so beautiful, too.
I love beautiful blue bulbs until they go bad. Then I get bored and boisterous.
You get bored with beautiful blue bulbs that go bad?
But David, please, you're making me cry.
It's nice of you to remember.
David, kiss me.
I believe the phone is ringing. I'll go over here and answer it.
All right, David. Meanwhile, I'll throw stuff on the tree.
There's some of that silver paper in the drawer there.
Where, David?
In the middle drawer.
Oh, the drawer's on the other side. Well, never mind.
Say, when do you folks plan to finish trimming that Christmas tree downstairs there in the living room?
25-30 minutes or so, Uncle Eugene.
Let me know when it's done so I can come down and see it.
Incidentally, we're hanging your socks over the fireplace, and I wish you'd come down and take your feet out of them.
Right, I'll be down in just a minute.
All right.
Hey, who disconnected this fireman's pole here?
What?
Somebody disconnected the fireman's pole. I usually slide down.
I took it out this morning for Christmas. We'll have it in after the first of the year, Uncle Eugene. I thought with people coming in, there'd be...
Here I am with the telephone message.
What is it, David?
It was the wrong number.
Oh, darling, I was hoping it would be Cromlift.
When is Skipper due?
Skipper hasn't called, but they were to spring Cromlift this morning.
Cromlift will be in on the 8:10 train, then.
I hope so. David, what are we having for Christmas?
Bacon and eggs.
Oh, my darling.
Meanwhile, at Riversmouth's railroad station...
David...
The 8:10 train is just about to... Did you finish all your lines?
No. David, what are you giving me for Christmas?
Well, tomorrow may tell more of this interesting story. We won't have time to look in on the 8:10 train, I don't believe. But that makes no never mind.
Ah, stop the music here.
I think you fellas are the funniest people on the radio.
Stop, will you, please? Go ahead and sing that Cromlett.
Now, wait till I get my ukulele tuned up.
Okay.
Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Chesterfield over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield ABC.
Now Ken and Bill play their first offering on this afternoon's program. We give you Ken and Bill.
Oh, no, fellas. Oh, boy.
Two boys from the local here who have come up for a start, and we hope that they'll go a long way in the...
It's very unusual arrangement. You were playing one thing, and it appeared to me that Bill was
please, don't embarrass them. They were trying to play
Ken
the same
Ken was playing
thing.
The organ, and Bill was decking the halls.
No. Bill, you know what I always say about you?
Well, you can't say it on the air, Bob, that's for sure.
If you were divided into three parts, you'd still be all gall. Well, be that as it may.
Oh, boy.
I'm pretty good, huh?
If that stopped him.
Well, that's sweet.
Well, we want to thank everyone that's been sending, or who has been sending, those nice Christmas
Christmas
cards.
They've been very nice.
Really,
and
they
also
have.
Also, to the people that we sent the records to, if you haven't got them by today, you should have them tomorrow.
You know, that's a wonderful feeling, though, really, because when you're on a radio program, the listeners... I don't know. You don't see them.
You have a feeling that nobody's listening.
We have that feeling all the time. And it's such a warming sensation to have somebody just write a postcard and sign their name to it.
It's a nice one my mother sent, wasn't it, huh?
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
Your brother sent us a nice one.
Wonderful.
We've got listeners.
That's a nice one from, I don't know, we couldn't begin to list everyone because it would take too long.
We could, but it'd be a good way to kill half an hour.
We'll let the newspaper columnists do that.
Sure. What is that other commercial? We have four of these today. I think we ought to spend
the other commercial. The other commercial, Bob, has to do with Santa Claus.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
You mean we're going through that magic door again?
That's right. So let's sneak in now.
Open the magic door.
This is the magic toy shop. We're busy as can be, making toys for girls and boys.
Where am I?
Why, New England, all a novelty. But where did you come from?
Oh, I'm just a little girl, and I peeked in to see where Santa Claus gets all his toys.
Why, at New England, all a novelty.
Oh, look at them all.
There's bikes and skates, carts and clocks, crayon slates, building blocks, choo-choo trains, aeroplanes, games and sleds, dolls and beds.
Why, there's any toy your heart desires.
At New England, all a novelty.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, ain't it? Huh? Well, I'll tell you what he's laughing at. There's still time to find the right toy. Make your youngster happy friends. Always the largest selection of toys and dolls in New England at,
I beg your pardon.
What's that?
Say, I beg your pardon.
Certainly, sir. In New England, Doll and Novelty's year-round toy department. They're open every night till 10 o'clock, so Mom and Dad can get down there together. New England, Doll and Novelty, 174 Washington Street between State Street and Dock Square. Separate wholesale division for dealers. Hey, which square is Dock Square? It's near Haymarket and Scholly Square, I presume. North Station.
In that environ.
Oh. Well, anyway, I'll repeat the address, friends, if we have you confused, and that, of course, is our purpose. New England Doll and Novelty, 174 Washington Street, between State Street and Dock Square. Just a stone's throw from Midtown Albany.
But please don't throw it.
Throw what?
A stone.
What?
Because oh, there's a lot of windows down there.
I didn't get that from him. Hey, you know, we haven't looked in on old St. Nick. Wonder if we go up and talk with one of his helpers, maybe.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Okay, we'll go up there. Now, through the magic of radio, boys and girls, we take you to the North Country. Well, we're going to try to talk with one of Santa's helpers and see how things are coming along this year.
Say, Pete.
Yeah?
Think we're going to discover gold very soon?
Well, I don't know much about that. I think we're in the wrong place. Let's keep pushing
wrong,
further north.
Two people were not far enough.
Those two fellows don't sound like good scouts at all. Ah, here we are. Hey, isn't this a fairyland, Bob? Beautiful,
yeah, this is
isn't
wonderful,
it?
Yes. Look at all these toys around here.
Hey, this is real
great. I haven't seen anything like this since my last visit to New England Doll and Novelty Company.
Hey, isn't this wonderful? Say, helper!
Yes, you're calling me?
Come on over here. I'd like to talk with you for a little while.
How do you do?
Hello. You Santa's helper?
I'm one of his helpers. He has a good many helpers, you know.
Oh,
a lot of helpers.
I see.
With many hands.
Hey, isn't that wonderful? What kind of toys you got? I understand they have some real nice trains now that can run over human beings and everything.
We have all kinds of toys here.
Honest?
Would you like to see these magic sets I have over here?
I'd like to see that boy's surgical kit where he can remove his own brains.
I have something even better than that this year.
What?
It's a toy Geiger counter.
Oh, boy!
You can set off your own atom bombs with this little device here.
Is that so, really?
Yeah. I think it's ticking now.
I hear it.
I think maybe we'll have an atom bomb.
Oh, what wonderful gifts. And this... Oh, isn't this beautiful here?
Well, I'm not giving that away this Christmas. That I'm keeping for myself.
Oh, I see. What is that? It's some
bicycle.
Sort of a...
bicycle.
Uh-huh.
See, it has four wheels.
And this cosmic ray machine. Is it true that this withers every living thing within four square miles?
Oh, yes. This is a very popular present.
Oh, isn't that
Santa's cute? Giving a
what
lot
What do? You
of
pull
things.
That little trigger here?
Yes, but don't pull that trigger because something bad might happen to you.
Okay.
At least don't aim it at me when you pull your trigger. Uh-huh. Aim it at yourself, that's all right.
Oh, boy, I guess not. Say, then, look at this erector set here. Hey, that's my... What does this make, I wonder?
This makes bridges and everything.
It does, huh? Well, what do you know about...
You see that fat, jolly man over there at the piano?
The what?
The fat, jolly man at
yes,
the piano. That's
that?
Vincent Lopez.
It is?
Yes.
What do you know about that? Speaking of scaffolds and everything, I know a little boy who wants a small guillotine for Christmas.
We have plenty of those here, and we have a lot of nice sharp axes here.
Oh, wonderful.
Little boy and girl will like that.
Oh, well, I think I better go back to the New England doll and novelty. I don't seem to like all these
everything
types of
things. Everything they have is pretty, I think.
That's right. So let's go back, Bob.
All right. We had a whistle. That would be the place for those slide whistles. We should have one of those.
Well, we should speak to somebody.
In fact, our sound effects department is very remiss.
Hey, what about all those toys? Some toys really frighten me. Honestly, they do. You know?
They work.
Hmm?
They work.
Yeah, they work. That's the part that's frightening about it. It's amazing, though, what they can make in miniature. It really is. And I'm scared. Now then, let's see. This is another commercial that we'll save for a little later on.
Why don't we do that?
Because we want to talk lots about beef and wax.
Well, we want to talk a lot about Cynthia Sweet's candy, too, which is a wonderful Christmas present.
What about that, anyway, Bob?
It's candy.
Oh, I know that, but I mean... What do they have, Filberts and like that?
They have all kinds of candy. They have two assortments, I believe, for Christmas.
Green leaves and imitation bananas.
No, they have Cynthia Sweet's chocolates and Miss Cynthia chocolates.
Well, howdy, folks. I'm Miss Cynthia.
Oh, you're not either. You're Mary McGoon, and we know
it. Glad to be with you all on this dark day.
It is.
Hope you're all getting your shopping done. Remember, you only have 93 days left.
Today, Mary, you were going to give us a little bit of information about... preparing the Christmas dinner, weren't you? The turkey? Preparing the bird?
A few gifts.
Have you gotten the bird yet?
I don't think that was very kind, Bob, at all.
No, I didn't know whether you'd purchased the same or not.
I just don't go along on that kind of thinking. Right. I never say those things to you.
Well, sometimes
land sakes,
you do.
I know you get the bird enough.
Sometimes you do, you know.
Very rarely do I, but you make it a point all the time,
well,
Bob.
Tell us about the Christmas dinner, will you? It's getting closer every day. You know?
Well, of course, goose is the traditional dinner, according to my authority.
Uh-huh. Who is your authority?
Mr. McGoin, the engineer. Mm-hmm. He spent a year or a Christmas day in England, and he tells me that goose is the traditional Christmas dinner.
Uh-huh.
There.
I thought they had roast beef over there, too.
They have that, too, and what else would you like?
Mashed potatoes, peas are good, yeah.
How about celery?
Celery I'll pass up for now.
All right. Now then, ladies, here's a few gift suggestions. Do you notice how few men receive spats anymore?
That's a thing that should be brought back, or things.
That's right. And I recommend spats 100%. I wear them myself. I wear the velvet type that go clear up to my knees.
Sure, there's just as much need for spats today as there was 80 years ago.
Chilblains is on the march.
Right.
And we must fight back.
We hope to have Chilblains up here. He just made a new movie. I think he's in the Sundowners, isn't he?
Howdy, folks.
Chilblains?
Yes.
Oh, there's
somebody
else.
There you go, pulling my leg again.
But they could be brought back. It's a style that I think we'd all like to see again.
Another thing, friends, scarves. Not enough men get scarves at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Or cigarette lighters.
Cigarette lighters. No, not ties. Men do seem to get ties, although there's been so much talk about it that ties have fallen off as a gift. And I was speaking with Mr. Goulding, my legal advisor, and he told me that he... Excuse me, the telephone.
No, that wasn't the phone. That was Mr. Wilson. He was making jolly over there.
I see.
Now, what about...
Apple jolly.
What were you saying, Bob?
You were saying something.
I was talking about getting a goose for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I think it would be very lovely. And you could have squash and peas to go with it, hot mince pie, or like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
No, that sounds like a pretty...
You remind me of a very funny joke that I won't say anything about either.
Mary, you've given us some great ideas for this coming Christmas.
If you're planning on spending Christmas in America, then I recommend a turkey. But if you're going to England, or will be there, you can plan on having goose for Christmas.
How about decorating the Christmas dinner table?
Well, I have a novel idea. I take an old sock.
We're not boring you, are we?
No, uh-uh. I take an old sock, you see, and I stiffen it with varnish.
Yeah?
But I make sure first that it's opened before I stiffen it.
Yeah, I see.
I wrap it around an old water pipe, and then I paint it with shellac, you see, until it becomes hard.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take this hard sock and cut it off the pipe. Now, be careful, so many ladies have gone ahead and cut through the pipe, causing Daddy to be ever so mad when he comes home.
Bad, especially if the pipe is being used for anything.
Water, particularly. Or others. No. In my case, gas, indeed. Now then.
Where were you?
I was
you were taking the pipe.
I was shellacking a sock when I was interrupted.
All right.
And I don't like to be interrupted at anything like that.
What do you do with this sock after you've shellacked it?
I take it and I fill it with fruits and jellies.
That's great.
And place it on
and
the...
And grapes on the top.
Grapes coming out. It forms a huge stocking cornucopia. And outpouring from this, such things as grapes, jellies, hard candies, nuts, and like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's exactly the way we feel about it.
Yes, Mary, I'll buy that 100%.
And thanks.
However, if you don't have the time to make your own stocking...
Sorry, that little alarm clock just went off and your time is up.
Write me a postcard and buy a return
press that
mail,
button, Ray, please.
With shellac stocking cornucopia.
There she goes, down through the trap door. And that gives us the lead in for Cynthia Sweet's candy, of course.
Christmas is coming, friends. And Dave, there are only 93 more shopping days before Christmas Eve. To simplify your gift-giving with the perfect success of bringing pleasure to all, just take our advice. And that's just to make a list of all your loved ones and near friends with the promise that you'll give them all New England's traditional gift of goodness. And of course, we mean Cynthia Sweet's chocolates. You see, Cynthia Sweet's hand-fashioned chocolates have been the family treat, a delight to eat for over 50 years. Cynthia Sweet's chocolates are always welcomed with pleasure because their quality and unique delicious recipes are always in perfect good taste for the most discriminating. Here's your package of Cynthia Sweets, Aunt Sturley.
Thanks very much.
Only the choicest of nut meats and fruits.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Only fresh dairy butter, eggs, and cream go into Cynthia Sweet's chocolates. And Cynthia Sweet's special chocolate coating is beyond imitation and beyond compare. So, won't you remember, friends, ask your nearest drugstore or favorite candy counter for Cynthia Sweets. And you can give the beautiful Cynthia Sweets package, handsomely done up in Christmas red cellophane. Yes, give Cynthia Sweets chocolates to everyone on your list for Christmas, and you're sure to bring joy and satisfaction. Because, remember, Cynthia Sweets chocolates have been the first choice of Santa Claus at Christmas time for over 50 years.
Right. And be sure that under your tree this Christmas is a package like Cynthia.
That's right. Well, how about music, huh?
Take another one, sure.
Little music.
Good. Thank you.
can't give you anything but love, baby.
Sing that one and dedicate it to someone I know very, very well.
All right, why don't you? You've got the right key for this particular thing?
Are you listening? I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby.
What is singing, friends?
Oh, yes, here we are. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while. We're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you'll always pine for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love, L-O-V-E, love.
Yes,
baby.
You want your floors to have that special holiday gleam for the Christmas season, won't you? The intelligent way to find out what
Excuse me. Excuse me.
What's the matter?
Hiccup. Excuse me.
Well, go over in the corner, will you? The intelligent way to find out what floor wax to buy for brighter floors is to make a comparative test. Will you throw him a kipper, please? All you have to do is divide your floor into two parts. On one of these, try Beacon Floor Wax, the wax that's gained an international reputation for long, gleaming wear. Put any other wax on the other side and then see the difference for yourself.
I think they're gone now.
The Beacon Wax Company guarantees... I hope you're getting all this, friends, are you? Huh? The Beacon Wax Company guarantees full money back if the test doesn't prove Beacon outshines and outwears all other brands.
They back it up with Confederate money, friends.
Now, remember, Beacon Wax can be bought only in hardware, paint, linoleum... Linoleum department and 5 and 10 to a dollar stores.
Or dunoleum.
Beacon costs only 59 cents a pint, 98 cents a quart... and $2.89 a gallon. But don't forget, ladies, making a test is the intelligent way of getting the most for your money. And with Beacon, just a whisk of a damp cloth will keep your floors holiday bright for weeks and weeks. Sharky, will you come over here, please? The sportsman show isn't due for a while.
Friends, give your husband spirits of camphor for Christmas.
No, give him Beacon Wax. Oh. It's the famous traditional New England gift. Beacon Floor Wax. For your floors. Have your floors looking right for this gay holiday season.
You teenagers
ahead.
Who are wondering what to get your teenage girlfriend for Christmas, give her that beautiful new cologne, Essence of Madison Square Garden.
Well, sir, you know what's happened. Our half hour is just about gone right down
well,
to the end.
That new circus.
And I think it's time for us to be folding our silent tents...
and silently floating away on our magic carpet.
Right, we'll be in tents again tomorrow from 1 to 1:30, because you see, Thursday we never know what's going to happen.
Ken Wilson, his magic hair cut and organ, will be back again tomorrow. Bill Green again at the piano. Charlie Gargoyle, swell.
We like your work, and we're planning on keeping you.
2 or 3 weeks, anyway.
That's tomorrow!
Look, it's been wonderful having you friends along the party line here. We'll be back again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We certainly hope that you can make it. And tomorrow, ladies, try and have the kids a little quieter, will you, during the program?
Right, because we don't want you to miss a single word. It's so important.
You'll work for sure and right, won't you? And hang by your thoughts. The
you
dragon
guys,
lady
you guys,
was impersonated.
You guys serious about having us right if we get work?
Yeah, okay. Okay. Oh, sure. WHCH in Boston.